The 2009-2010 school year has been historic for the Philadelphia Student Union. It saw the deepening of some relationships and the beginning of new ones. It was a year of movement and youth power. Last summer was a time to develop new skills and strengthen our leaders. We focused on making media to tell the stories of young people.
For this particular soundtrack, the message was addressing the dropout rate in high schools. It's something we can change, it's something we can fix.
Listen to On Blast. This radio show is produced by the Philadelphia Student Union. We are young people uniting and organizing to better our schools. Tune into WPEV 88.1 FM every Wednesday from 6 to 7 p.m.
This year, one of our chapter schools saw some of the fruits of a long-fought campaign.
PSU is proud to announce that the new West Philadelphia High School is almost here. There was a groundbreaking ceremony at 49th and Chestnut Street. This is where the new West will be. We know best what school will work best for us. And, I mean, how amazing is it to say that students fought for a new school and now they're building a new school for us.
And we stood with workers, securing their future and ours.
Just like students have a right to speak out about the conditions in our schools, nurses have the right to speak out about the working conditions in their hospitals. Temple Nurses, the Philadelphia Student Union stands with you. Temple Nurses, fight on.
We built relationships with other powerful youth organizers who were responding to issues in their own schools.
Over the past couple weeks, we've heard a lot about what happened at South Philadelphia High School, but very little of it has actually been from the perspective of students at the school who were the victims of the violence that took place. With this in mind, the Philadelphia Student Union recently sat down with a group of students from South Philadelphia High School to begin a dialogue about what really lies at the root of what happened there. We began by giving the students an opportunity to simply share their experiences from that day.
Suddenly we were attacked from behind. Only because the community advocates were here, we were able to contact the parents and go to the hospital.
The most important step we took this year was to launch our Nonviolent Schools campaign, building relationships with new allies, and using this unity to show the city what young people are capable of.
Let's start it, y'all! Let's get them chairs popping! Stand up for justice!
Stand up for peace!
We need each other to build, organize, and mobilize, reigniting Martin Luther King's Poor People's Campaign. We need each other.
We, the Philadelphia Student Union, have made it our commitment and our moral obligation to stand against injustice. We will meet violence of bias, racism, and all forms of oppression with nonviolence.
Dr. King once stated that darkness cannot drive out darkness, only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate, only love can do that.
The civil rights movement with Dr. King, it was the youth who sat in at the counters. And today to fight the violence in schools, again, it is you. The most powerful part of any movement is our youth.
Back to Radio Times. We're talking with Zakiya Royster and Dan Jones. They are members of the Philadelphia Student Union.
Violence is any time when power is used to hurt somebody, right? And then nonviolence is really using the power that you have to help people. And so what we're asking young people to do is recognize that power that they have and use it to help people. You know, whether that means diffusing a violent situation when it comes up or whether it really means getting involved in organizing efforts to make their community a better place.
And that's basically what we want to launch with our new campaign of, you know, nonviolent schools, that, you know, youth are not criminals, and we want to, you know, get that message out.
We are working with many groups inside of Philadelphia and out to create the nonviolent schools we deserve.
On April 19th, we traveled to Harrisburg, PA to meet with students from William Penn High School. By sharing our experiences, students realized that the problems we see in our schools are not isolated to our own districts. We saw that the struggle for a high-quality education is a statewide struggle.
Now I learned what other people go through in their cities and in their schools.
This meeting was an important step for Philadelphia Student Union as we work to build a statewide network of students who are actively working on addressing violence and fighting for adequate, equitable school funding.
This school year is the beginning of a change to make this city what we want it to be.
It's just the opposite of the stereotypes people think of young people.
It was exactly what we wanted it to seem like, a flash mob, but so different from what people believe is a flash mob.
all young people can be leaders. We are thinkers, we are artists, we are innovators, we are organizers, and we are youth, a youth movement.
Thinkers! We are!